This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. We're speaking to Tessa Kraaf, the Managing Director of Montebello Design Center in Newlands. Tessa, it's a very special space, as we know, and around for almost 30 years now and part of the southern suburb scene. But tell us what is a major draw card at the moment, because it's very much attracting a lot of attention at the moment.
Yes, we've been extremely busy, and I think part of it is that because of COVID, people are actually looking for beautiful outdoor spaces, and we've responded to that by doing a number of things at Montebello. The magical quality of Montebello, of course, is always has been its trees. It sits under this absolutely gorgeous canopy of trees, which incidentally are not indigenous trees. They are exotic trees, and they were planted by Ardern, the same Ardern who planted the Ardern garden trees, in response to the idea of trees from around the world in one garden. And we have done a tree tour of Montebello where you can walk along a boardwalk trail and stop at 10 of what we considered the most interesting or favorite trees at Montebello. My personal favorite are the enormous camphor trees that the gardener's cottage tables sit under, with this enormous sort of spreading branches. But around Montebello are also some very old and very fine other trees, all with their interesting stories attached to them as to why they would have come to the Cape and why they would have been particularly planted at Montebello. So that's just a nice little diversion for visitors coming in to shop or eat or browse through our variety of studios.
And you have another trail as well that I know about.
Indeed, we do. A few years ago, we put in our first trail, which was the history tour of Montebello, and that takes you to about 12 little spots around the buildings describing the history of that particular point at Montebello. For instance, the cowshed is where the ceramic industry at Montebello officially started, because Cecil Michaelis, the founder of Montebello, started making a range of ceramics called Brackenware with clay from Brackenfell. Unfortunately, though, because of the soft earthenware quality of the local clay he was using that was competing with overseas porcelain, it got nicknamed Brokenware. But notwithstanding that, we've continued to use that particular part of Montebello for ceramic activity, and it now houses John Bauer's studio with the fabulous ceramic work that he's doing.
Talking about our heritage, the greenhouse, and having to rethink that and tell us about that and where you are in that project.
The greenhouse has been a long process. It's a very old structure. It was restored about 20 years ago, but the wood which was used to restore it was not the original teak, as teak is not really possible to use in South Africa. And so it is now again in need of repair, and we are doing a major renovation of it, and in fact are appealing to funds from the public in order to achieve that.
Well, we hope that goes on, because I think there are other ideas to extend that and look at glass in general and the design aspects and how things have changed over the years.
Yes, we're hoping that it'll give the board a new sort of vision for Montebello. And the idea we've adopted around the glass house is the idea of cool ideas from the hothouse at Montebello lines up very, very nicely with the new vision and mission statement of Montebello, which is to nurture dreams to grow creative solutions from Africa. So the idea of nurturing and growing, and of course the trees, is very, very central to the sort of design thinking that the board are doing behind the scenes.
We've just been speaking to the Managing Director of Montebello Design Centre, Tessa Kraaf, and to keep yourselves informed about what's happening on the visual arts scene, keep in touch with mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stern, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby, in collaboration with the Irma Stern Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR.